This call is now being recorded.
All right. Howdy.
All right.
Washington, D.C.
No, you said the wrong name.
Oh, gosh, did I? All right. This is not tech. This is gun. I'm in Washington, D.C.
And I am tech, traveling in America's heartland.
Oh, man.
Actually, if you look at the map, I'm kind of more in the spleen land.
More of the pancreatic land. Yeah.
Although it's nice and green, I can't complain.
Tech loves Micro Center. Since he is technology, he loves Micro Center. So I up here in D.C., I am surrounded by Micro Center. I have two nearby where I live. So yesterday when I had to go buy a USB cable, I sent him a picture of the bag and said, "Oh gosh, these Micro Center bags, they just clutter up my house."
Yes. You a-hole. Thing is, how I have to drive 4 hours to be able to buy a USB cable for less than $20.
Exactly. You know what's annoying, though, is you can buy a USB cable, and it's like, oh, this one's like $3. Okay, what about the one I'm looking for? Oh, that's $20. I needed to buy a six-foot mini USB cable, which... That was
$20. Huh. Did you get it? I mean, if you already had a mini end, you could have got an extender cable maybe for cheaper. But
yeah, that's true. But, all right, that's inside baseball. We're boring the listeners now.
But okay. but speaking of free market driving prices around, the actual big story globally. That's rocking everything is everybody fleeing ISIS is choking Europe something fierce. And the headline that was written infuriatingly, but they said, refugees complaining that Romania is too poor. And truthfully, what the refugees are saying is they're already got a depressed economy, we think we're going to be just absolutely smothering them to death if we roll in here. And
it shows up
and if you,
complaining.
What's that? If you phrase it like that, but it's more like, you know, if I'm going to go visit a friend's house, I'm going to be in town for about a month, I'll be looking at some kind of long-term stay thing because I realize after about 3 weeks, you know, my idiosyncrasies would be driving the homeowner nuts that I'd be staying with. And I think the refugees are looking at it around going, you know, Romania already has like 20% unemployment. Let's add way more people sitting around going, hey, I'd like a job. So that's depressing markets worldwide, and then that's cascading with nervousness in China where, you know, that's a whole problem with our system is we think you have to be growing or you're dying. You know, if you have a steady company that's had 120 employees for 200 years, holy crap, why don't you just close up your doors now? You need to be double, triple, quadruple every year. And so that's the world right now. You just stabilize economies worldwide, and then you have all the other social problems, and you end up with wars and things like that. On top of what you already have driving these people out, which is war, freaking ripping everything apart. And, I don't want us to be involved in any more wars, so I think it's time for Europe to go, hey, this refugee problem is kind of a bad thing. Can we help wrap things up war-wise?
Yeah, I don't know. I read something that the immigrants, they're immigrating because of global warming. That's the definitive statement I've heard is that all of this is caused by global warming. which
measurable effects happening because of global warming. DC itself, they're going to have to build, if the models hold true, they're going to water is up in some areas.
That's actually our entire area sinking. That's not the polar ice caps melting. That has nothing to do with global warming. That is literally this part of the landmass is shifting and sinking. Sinking. They said in like 200,000 years, you know, that this part's going to be underwater or some crap like that. Yeah, but that's not global warming.
My point is, if you take the model and they're measuring it, the rise of the sea level is going to have it coming in. So if nothing changes, if the DC doesn't sink at all, I read the same article you're talking about with DC sinking.
Yeah.
So there you're going to have a 1-2 combo where if the polar ice caps melt, and there's been a lot of points in Earth's history where we haven't had polar ice caps. So it's, at those times, that's
global,
the time to not only see
global warming has caused global cooling, which is now causing the ice to expand, according to some scientists. So the over-under on that one is that the ice caps are not melting. Even if global warming is tearing apart Syria and chopping people's heads off, it is not going to cause the ice caps to melt anytime soon.
In California, all the glaciers have melted.
I'll tell you my global warming. The issue with global warming is the simple fact that when you're talking to someone, it is the Illuminati. It is the second coming of Christ. It is the apocalypse. It's the same thing. If you are talking to a Southern Baptist person and you're trying to have a conversation with that person who is a devout Southern Baptist and you're trying to talk to them about global conflict and war and you are saying, hey, I think this economic and multilateral solution would help. What do you think? And their answer is, it's in the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Bible. Okay? That's what bothers me about global warming. It's the same thing. It's just when you're talking to your Democrat line, walking friend, and you're like, hey, this problem in Syria is really bad. Do you think if Turkey getting involved and helping out is really gonna help, or do you think it might aggravate the situation since they're also a Sunni power? And their response is, well, this is all caused by global warming. And it's like, holy crap, shut up with your religion.
Yeah, I'll guarantee you that global warming has absolutely nothing to do with the refugee crisis currently.
Yeah, but no. Their explanation is, it was global warming that caused people to leave the country and go to the city in Syria, which caused overpopulation in the city, which led to the crisis. That's the reason, which is so speculative and so removed from the facts that are going on at the moment. It's like when it's, the Illuminati thing. When you're trying to talk to somebody like, well, yeah, we did some great stuff in World War II. Well, the Illuminati bankers, they were the ones that were funding this, that, and the other. And it's like, holy crap, shut up. If you're talking about, if I'm saying, hey, during the Battle of the Bulge, Patton's opinion on this was that. And that's admirable. Well, the bankers, shut up. It's the bankers, the revelations, written in Revelations, whatever's written in Revelations, whatever you think about the bankers and global warming are not shooting people.
Was it C-Lab that had the 12-G bankers?
It's 5-G bankers. 5-G bankers. The Neptunati, yes. The episode Neptunati. It's a brilliant episode. I very much enjoy that.
Brilliantly lampoons that, or their they're talking about. Yeah. Well, and that's the answer is what every possible situation is complicated as soon as you add people to it. It's kind of like in the past, I've lost 50 pounds in 6 months. And it's easy to do if you're absolutely positively motivated and you have laser focus. And then I slowly gained all the weight back. And so it's like, yes, all you have to do is eat less and exercise. And, don't sprain your ankle, don't get back into the same habits you had before because, hey, humans are creatures of habit. It's like, have you ever heard a catchphrase you can't stand? And then you start saying it ironically. And then you start saying it all the time and you can't stop yourself. It's because we aren't complex enough to be able to mock something without it becoming part of us. I know I've done it. I can't remember what the catchphrase was, but there's some catchphrase that annoyed the heck out of me. And then
he's saying it.
What's that?
He's doing it on purpose.
Yeah, that's one I hated, still hate, and I don't say all the time. No, it was something. Oh, when I first went to Texas, that they would say y'all all the time, and I said it, a couple of times, joking around, and then within a couple of years, it took me years to get y'all out of my vocabulary. I was ashamed to still say y'all.
Let me call you right back. All right, bye.
This call is now being recorded.
I was ranting that you can't mock something forever without it becoming part of you. Another example, I thought of another example. When I lived on when I worked on a farm when I was 15 years old, we always made fun of this guy on the farm named Gary who would always say, "What's that?" If he couldn't hear you. To this day, if I can't hear something you say, I still say, "What's that?" Incapable of stopping myself. And it all started because we made fun of a guy named Gary for saying it.
Yes.
That's just karma.
So, Well, it's the humans, we're complex creatures. And we're not as clever as we think we are. At some point, we're just shaped monkeys in shoes. We can't copy something without it becoming something we do.
Yeah. Well, I had a fun night last night hanging out with Brent discussing Uber and Lyft and these new ways to make money in the city. And, wanted to chat about that a little bit. Cracked put out a video. They put out a hit video on Uber.
Really?
I would like to refute some of the things that Dan O'Brien says in the video. I love Daniel O'Brien. He's probably one of my favorite Cracked writers and actors. But he went off on Uber, which is something he has praised. And one of the reasons why I signed up for Uber was because of his praise of Uber a couple years back. And yes, I have been supplementing my income with Uber driving, and it's been pretty lucrative for me. But he brought up the thing about. Yes, there's been skeezy people, who have driven for Uber because Uber's background check was bad. Yeah, their background check was bad. It's not anymore. It is very thorough. And I would really expect people to say that they have improved their background check. But instead, nobody just left that part open-ended. Yep, their background check is bad. They had some key people who did creepy things.
I don't know if this is coming through, but I am in a pounding rainstorm.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I don't know if that's rolling for the bike, but the thing with Uber, it showed you a picture of your driver, their name, and Uber is able to track them everywhere because they have a GPS. It's not a topography, it's a telemetry. They have the GPS telemetry, so they know exactly where that schmuck is at every given point. You ain't gonna rob a bank and hop in an Uber and get away.
Right. Yeah, and an Uber driver is not going to, he's not going to risk molesting you, because the story that he says is about an Uber driver who creeped a lady out, and she got him fired. Like, he creeped her out by having a picture of her that he had taken because he was an absolute creepo who takes pictures of ladies jogging. So, the guy was talking to her and like, oh, I took a picture of you. See? And she's like, oh, all right, that's horribly uncomfortable. And she got the guy fired. And it was, a wham bam situation, which is like, all right, proof that.
So they slammed the lid on the situation and took care of it. I gotcha.
And the guy didn't, dismember her and discard her body in an alley, which, as you pointed out, the GPS would have been tracking him the entire time he did all that. So, that's part of it. Molesting or attacking someone as an Uber driver would be a suicide mission, any which way. So, yes, if your Uber driver is praying profusely and saying certain things that terrorists normally say before dying, yes, you might get attacked. But I would like to point out that that's no safer than a taxi service, because no one who's worked for Uber has been on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list, like taxi drivers have had in the D.C. area here specifically, where one of the taxi drivers from the D.C. area just got killed by a drone last year. So, yes, Uber versus
explains so much about my cab ride from the Smithsonian over to the Washington Monument.
Yeah. Did he keep stopping to take pictures?
Hey, asking me if I know anything about the security at the Citadel.
Asking you how many Jewish grandparents you had. It's delightful. The ridiculous stories that have been spread about Uber, and it's like it is hard to screw this up. It really is. And
anytime anything is ubiquitous and easy to use, and also the number one dog in the game, then people start taking pot shots at it. And the hilarious, absolutely hilarious thing is if you look at Google, if you install Internet Explorer, it has the option for you to set something other than Bing as your search engine, which I'd recommend. But if you look at the ratings for Google, it's one of the lower rated search engines. And that's absolutely hilarious because you have a sampling of people who have been wronged by Google in some way, either really or theoretically. They're like, oh, Google's tracking off. You have the tinfoil hat people. Google's tracking everything you do. You have Indian people in developing countries. Not Indian people. Hold on, let me put a comma in there. Indian people, people in developing countries, where Google's done a pretty shoddy job of.
This call is now being recorded.
All right. I'm going to have to edit all this together, but I was reading about it. What's that?
Google wronging people?
Yeah, that's it. People have been wronged by Google in some ways. Like, if your Gmail account's ever been hacked, it can be mercilessly hard to recover it if you don't have any other ways to prove you are the owner of that address. And because a lot of people use Gmail accounts, you know, if they're a protester or, you know, somehow trying to hide from a government that's trying to kill them, you know, if you're a freedom fighter and you're using Gmail, there's a chance that Google might have handed over your information under the some of the what is the executive order stuff they've been under.
Patriot Act.
So, what's that?
Patriot Act.
Yeah, and there's other people who and I was saying before the phone call dropped, the Microsoft's done a fantastic job of providing very inexpensive devices, phones and computers, to the developing world. But it's kind of funny because it's like Google is ubiquitous. They're the number one. They're the big dog. Bing was actually using Google to search for a bit, some of its searches, which is absolutely hilarious. You know, I don't believe it does that anymore. But, you know, the thing is Uber's getting shots taken at it right now because it's the biggest dog in the block. You know, if you are popular, famous, people are going to take pot shots at you. And it happens in everything, you know. We build people up, we tear them down. You know, you look at Britney Spears, she was top of the pop, and then, you know, absolutely loses it after a couple of years. And people are just as fascinated watching her self-destruct, you know.
Yeah.
It's the fame engine that chews people up. Same thing's happening to Uber right now. You know, they're the number one. People got a bullseye drawn on them. I mean, Lyft is the second to that, but I think it's harder to become a Lyft driver from what I've heard. So the barrier to entry is going to make there be less Lyft drivers. So I don't know if you can hear this, but I'm in the mother of all storms. I'm going to shout to get over top of my...
Send it up this way. Send it up this way. Storms always do me good. So we were talking Uber, Lyft. We discussed Postmates, which my review of Postmates is, you know, they're fascists. They pretend like they're this cool, hip company from San Francisco, and actually they're run by a German run by a German guy who's ridiculously strict. Their rating system is absolutely ridiculous. Basically, if one person gives you a 4 out of 5, you could be fired. So
that's where I think a lot of these systems need to move to a thumbs up, thumbs down thing. YouTube moved away from the 5-star system just because of that. Everybody either was like, I disagree, 1 star, or, man, this is the best, 5 stars. You know, it was either, you know, hot or cold. And so, I think these systems need to be a thumbs up, thumbs down kind of system. A hotel makes sense to have, a star system because you're like, hey, if this one's sitting next to this one, you know, what's the difference? You know, is it worth spending the $60-$70 more a night? But when you're comparing, you know, Bobby with Joe as your Uber driver or what's the delivery thing?
Postmates.
Yeah. If you're trying to compare two Postmates delivery folks, you just need a thumbs up, thumbs down, you know? Okay, yeah, thumbs down meaning this person did something wrong. I didn't like them. But, you know, most people were like, I got my stuff. Good enough. And, you know, you can have it be thumbs up with a star or thumbs up with a smiley face, you know, if you think this person went above and beyond. But that's the ideal voting system I'd come up with.
Yeah, well, you need to set like a, you know, how many dislikes do you get before you get fired? Then that's one of the things. Like, maybe like a 3 strikes in 7 days would be a pretty decent way to do it.
Well, yeah. Hey, say this. Say you're going to make a competitor to Postmates. You know, hop on there, get a bunch of stuff delivered, and then 1 star everybody that delivers anything. Suddenly, you're the only delivery guys in town. You've just made their own system, fire everybody. Wouldn't take much to, you know, it wouldn't take much to do a percentage damage to their system.
Yeah, it'd be
you know, that...
Maybe we should have it be a 4-star cutoff. Yes, yes.
The kleine mit der Befunde. Das ist die Postmate. Die Postmate hat das Schreiber.
They're terrible.
Yeah. All right, well, we got to wrap this thing up in the next 2 minutes.
Definitely, definitely. All right, well,
at this point, my car is literally floating down the road.
The Republicans have been out in force doing presentations and protestations and all sorts of things all around America. There's this the annoying Kim, what's her name down there? The lady that should have been fired, I think, or forced to resign. But instead, they threw her.
She's elected. You can do neither to her. You can't force her to resign. You can have a recall election. That's the closest you can have to forcing her to resign. You know, and basically she's trying to establish Sharia law. Not Sharia law, you know, as in name, but in practice. Basically, amazingly, Shepard Smith from Fox News even picked up on that. He's like, these are the same people cheering her. It would be missed if this was a Muslim clerk doing the same thing.
Right. Exactly. And it's so frustrating that Muslims who are, you know, the most conservative people on the planet, you know, practicing religious Muslims are the most conservative people on the planet, yet they have learned how to talk like liberals. And therefore, people go, oh, they're liberals like us. And the conservatives, on the other hand, just haven't figured that out, that little trick, which is just so ridiculous. I don't encourage people to lie about who they are. I think honesty is the best policy. But this whole Kim situation down there where was that? Louisiana,
Kentucky.
Yeah, it was infuriating because for one thing, she should have stepped down or stopped doing her job. If Uber said, hey, everybody has to hand out bacon to their passengers, and they have to also eat the bacon that they hand out to their passengers, I would say, hey, I don't really eat bacon. I'm going to quit. It's against my religion. Plus, since I, like, never eat bacon, it would probably make me sick anyway. So, I'm going
to... You're not making 6 figures off of Uber, though.
Okay, all right. So, that's the whole cutoff, is she's getting paid too much, so she won't... She won't sacrifice that.
That's my cynical opinion.
And that she will make a jackass out of herself, yelling at gay people over a counter like a witch. Those videos are so hard to watch. She's not strong enough to sacrifice her salary, huh?
Therein, I think, lies the whole thing. And amazingly, the Westboro Baptist, or Jonesboro, as you call them, a church came out against her because, you know, she's had so many affairs and 3 marriages. So, yeah, this is the defender of marriage, is somebody who, you know, can't keep it in her pants, in her own wedding.
Also, things are going to be bad on October 10th in D.C. That is, according to an unnamed source close to the Nation of Islam, an unnamed source close to the Nation of Islam, has let me know that stuff in D.C. is going to be bad during the March on Washington, the Justice or Else March on Washington. So keep an eye on that story. Look up some of the stalk and kill the police rhetoric that Louis Farrakhan has been putting out. And, keep an eye on that story because there's two faces to the Nation of Islam. One is, as I said, towing the liberal line, saying we're looking out for the poor people, no matter what color they are. And then there's the face of the Nation of Islam that is to the black community that says you need to kill those who are killing you, stalk and kill them. Yes, they are marching on D.C. October 10th. So keep an eye on that story, everybody.
I definitely will. I am going to be nowhere near D.C. I do hope you are nowhere near as well.
I will actually be with you. We had made the plans a couple months before, so I unfortunately will not be here to be part of the craziness in any way. So that's something. But we won't be able to document it for the podcast, but we will follow the news stories, and we think everyone should too.
All right. Well, and happier news, October 10th is when they're expecting Microsoft to announce the new Surface 4 tablet, which should mean that the price will drop on the Surface 3, which is a darn good tablet for anybody that wants a tablet. And I'm not getting paid by Microsoft to say that. As just as somebody who has to support this crap, it's pretty easy to work with. By the shoes your cobbler recommends, by the car your mechanic recommends, buy a frickin' Surface if you have to buy a Windows tablet.
All right.
I'm sitting in my car looking at my Lenovo tablet that I despise.
All right.
All right. Be safe, Uber driver. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.